This is Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I'm Levi, with me is Travis and Lisa. And today we're going to be talking about a song, but it kind of connects back into scripture. What's kind of the music that speaks to you the most? What genre?
Right now in my life, yeah. more country. I'm on a more country kick, but I go through spurts where sometimes it's different things. Praise music, rap music, Christian rap music, Mom. That Carmen CD you got me as a kid's paid off dividends. Yeah. Set me on the right path in life.
That guy was just weird.
Yeah.
What about you, Lisa?
I don't know. I think I go back and forth between different kinds of music. Lately, I've been listening to like loud, banging alternative music from the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. Mostly
like Green Day type stuff?
Yeah, Green Day, Offspring, I was just telling, yeah. Audio Slave, a little bit of Chris Cornell, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
It depends on my mood. Music doesn't, like, I mean, some music, yeah, it just depends on my mood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am a big country fan.
And reggae.
And reggae. No, country fan, because mostly it tells stories, and I like stories. And I have been known to listen to some other types of music, but that is kind of my go-to if I'm going to just listen. And one of the songs that really has been speaking, I guess, kind of to me is Larry Fleet's song, Where I Find God. And it's, I don't know, there's just something about this idea of seeking God in it. And he talks, it's a story again. It says, the night I hit rock bottom, sitting on a bar stool. He paid my tab and put me in a cab, but he didn't have to. But he could see I was hurting. Oh, I wish I'd got his name, because I didn't feel worth saving, but he saved me all the same. And then the chorus of it says, from a bar stool to that Evinrude, Sunday morning in a church pew, in a deer stand or a hayfield, an interstate back to Nashville, a Chevrolet with the windows down, me and him just riding around, sometimes where I'm looking for him or not, that's where I find God. And I thought, man, that for some reason, like, that just resonates with me. Because there's, when we seek after God, and even sometimes, as he says in here, when we're not seeking after God, it seems like we find him. And if we're honestly seeking after God, the scriptures are pretty clear on that we will find him. Is that Matthew 6, maybe? Would you read that passage?
Yeah, sure. Just the one verse? Okay, sure. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
And prior to that, it's like speaking about anxiety, speaking about don't worry about your life so much. It's talking about, like, if you're seeking him. There's other passages of scripture that talk about that kind of same concept of in Acts, I think it's 17, it says, God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. And I love that verse. Like, he's not far from any of us. And he's hoping that we would reach out for him, that we would, you know, seek him on a, you know, in our lives. And I think that's why the Larry Fleet song kind of speaks to me so much, is, you know, he talks about just different places, you know, from a bar stool to fishing to a church pew to a hayfield to just driving around. And I think that concept that God is always near to us, just kind of really resonates with me. So today we're just going to kind of go through some ways that maybe you personally find ways to seek after God, or and just we're just going to give some steps of how to go about that. How do you guys?
I mean, I just kind of want to comment on that passage in Acts first. Yeah. The language in that passage is absolutely beautiful, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him. Like, even if you don't, like, if we think about the song and the lyrics that you just read, the dude sitting on the bar stool who is helped by a guy who he does not know, even though he doesn't want to be saved, is groping for something he does not know and seeking all the while. And that's how God meets us. Like, even when everything is dark and we're just reaching out looking for God, he can be found. And that's really beautiful.
I agree. And it's over and over in scripture, right? Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's James. The thing about God is that he doesn't ask us to be all cleaned up and ready to go before we can find him. And you see that over and over in scripture. It's when people are seeking, they're not like all cleaned up, good dudes half the time. They're Paul would be an example in that. Paul was, he's killing people. And God seeks him out, and he finds God in the midst of this thing. And that's over and over in scripture. And I think about, like, just in my own life, those times where it feels like God's far. And, like, how do I not manufacture, but how do I seek after? And, you know, one of the ways for me is getting alone with a book. And sometimes it's the Bible, but sometimes it's a theology book. And just reminding myself of the goodness of who God is. When I feel like I'm really far, that for me is kind of like what resonates with my heart. And it has to engage my mind. And I think that's one of the things about God is he meets us where who we are in our personality. And so it's not like just like some people, they can do worship music and it'll just bring them right back. And if I'm feeling far from God and I hear worship songs, it irritates me.
Me too. I have that same response. It's like a visceral frustration.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why are you so happy with God? I'm not. Yeah. Like there's like demons inside me. But when I'm reading the theology part and it engages the logic of my mind, like this is actually who God is. This is his goodness. For some reason, that just brings my heart back in a real way.
Yeah, I would say similar to me, a well-written argument, a fantastic book that reminds me of God's beautiful words that reminds me of who God, that remind me of who God is. They bring me back. And actually, it works the other way for me, too. Because I love books so much and words, if I spend too much time in words that don't remind me of who God is, I find myself very far away from God. And so it works both ways for me. In the land of words, I love to live there. And God shows me himself in words.
I think for me, you know, just thinking back, life lessons, like the stuff that we go through is a good teacher for me. And I would say this is different for me now than it was, you know, 10, 15, gosh, now I can say 20 years ago. But just my walk with the Lord of like being connected to Jesus and going through hard things and seeing how he's been faithful has changed my perspective. The last couple months were pretty difficult for my family as we faced some pretty hard things. And over and over again, my prayer and the place that I would go back to in scripture was the Psalms. And my prayer was right out of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. And old me, younger me, would have been like, I'll figure out how to do it on my own instead of going to that place of solace and cover and refuge and just asking God to be my strength. I think, you know, when we talk about this idea of seeking God, it's easy to pseudo say that I'm seeking God when everything's going good, because I can be like, woohoo, God, yeah, good job. And I feel like maybe I'm giving him a high five as I continue on about my life. But when stuff gets hard,
giving him a little attaboy.
A little attaboy. But when stuff gets tough, it feels like almost seeking God and experiencing his presence is a little bit more elusive. And as I've matured spiritually, not mentally or emotionally, That's been just the place that I turn to first. And like, yeah, I like reading good books too, but it's when you get those just nuggets of God's truth and his promises in scripture, it's that kind of revitalization to my heart.
Yeah, yeah. I think too, for me, the book bring, like what a book does is it invites me into a conversation that I then will think about over and over and over again. And what you're saying is very similar. What happens when you encounter the word of God and nuggets of truth, as you're calling them, you get to sort of dwell there. And that's what a book for me is, like a good conversation. And I would take a conversation often, like the best way that I come back to Jesus is a conversation with a friend who leads me to truth. And because that's just the way that my brain works, I'm not necessarily happy to hear the truth. But I appreciate and respect a conversation that leads me there. And so that's one of the ways that I find my way back to God.
Yeah, I think that the other thing for me is when I'm super busy and I just feel like the gas tank is low, like I'm still trying to do some of the like read my Bible, pray every day and we'll grow type stuff. But it's me really kind of going into like reading a whole book of the Bible and just like really quickly, you know, 45 minutes, just cranking through a book of Mark or something like that. And like, I think what you're saying, Travis, is that truth starts coming out and it starts pushing in. And one of my problems is I will try to circumvent that and I'll try to read like one verse and go, okay, God, come on now. Like, let's get her done here. I'm seeking you, like get her done type thing. And I think that there's maybe a little bit of a dishonesty in my heart is I'm kind of just trying to check a box and get the goodness without getting the relationship with God. But when I just go, okay, I gotta slow down for just a moment. And even listening to it in the sauna, like just making sure that I'm going to listen to 5, 6, 7, 8 chapters. It's more like for me, I need a buffet. It's not just a nugget of like goodness of God. Like, you know, you can go to a nice fine restaurant and have a nice morsel of food and it's tasty. And I think that for some people is great. I'm more of a Ming Ming buffet when it comes to God's word, and I need the buffet of God's word to really start to change my heart toward that.
And that just makes me think too of like the seeking as like a spiritual discipline. Like I've read lots of stuff as I've been trying to get back on the wagon of working out and taking better care of myself physically, and like, all the experts are like, do your workout. It doesn't matter if it's going to be a crappy workout, if it's going to be a 20-minute, you're still doing something better than not doing anything and creating those habits. And it's like, I may not always love the discipline of going to God's word, but it always produces something. Even if it's just a, you know, I'm hitting the verse of the day from the YouVersion app, or I'm forcing myself to go and read a whole chapter in the Psalms. Sometimes that's a challenge. Sometimes it's work, but it's good.
Yeah, I think too, though, that one of the, I guess if we're being honest, one of the hard things about being the person who does the reality reading and is that I am in the Word of God for a very particular purpose. And so then it's easy for me to be like, oh, as you, the language you've used, I check my box, but it will not do it for me. For whatever reason, reality reading is so important and wonderful. But it becomes a weird chore for me that is different than real time with Jesus for myself. And so that's consequence of the task. The words are failing.
Yeah. So reality reading, if you don't know, is what we do as a community together. We send out a text every day and it has some type of reading, that goes for that day. And we do that together to kind of try to keep ourselves close to Jesus. And Lisa is the one who puts all of those together and, sends those out, to everyone. And yeah, I think that there is just like preaching's the same way. Like you just like you're in it. You're, you know, we get paid to sit and read the Bible, but we, you know, I think that there are times where that is, maybe actually to our detriment, because it is, it's just work at that point. And when I start seeing the Word of God as work rather than this living, breathing, truth guiding, light, lighting my path type thing, that's when I get in trouble. That's where my heart gets in trouble anyway. And the other thing that I do when I'm in those places is I got to come back to Jesus. Like, it's just like, I got to read some gospel. I got to read and I got to see Jesus in the midst of this. And he says that in his word. It says it in his word, like, if we see Jesus, we see God. And so when I start to see and recognize the nature and the goodness of who God is through the person of Jesus Christ, it changes something in my heart.
And even in those moments where it does feel more like work, when we seek him, there's just a blessing in that. And, it, you know, for us, we want it to be an immediate thing. And I'm thinking of a passage out of Romans chapter 8, verse 26, where it says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, it goes on to talk about when we don't even know what to pray for or ask for, like the Spirit's interceding for us. And verse 28 is a famous one, that we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. And like, I just feel like, just again, that discipline of like going back to it, letting your mind soak in it. It may not be an immediate flip of a switch where everything feels like, yeah, I'm seeking fully and all my mind, soul, body, and strength, and I'm all back in it. But God works in those little moments and starts to chip away. Maybe just our hard hearts with the situations that are going on or the questions that we have of him. And it comes back to that place of resting on his truth and like, your promises are good. You've been faithful. Like, we can rest in those things and just stand firm on those a little bit stronger. It's not always immediate.
I think church is also another thing for me. Like, when I am just not, it's just not flowing. God feels really far. And I have to force myself to go into the worship service and really just really kind of block out the person, you know, to my right or left who's off key singing like crazy.
Sorry, man.
and like sometimes just going, no, God, I want to know you. I want to know you. And just really telling myself. But then you start to hear God's people singing praises to him. And that for some reason does something to my heart. Like, there's like a communal movement in that, like, these people are all crying out to Jesus and me too, that I'm not separate from that and I need that and I feel like you're far right now. And it makes this honest dialogue happen, I think, as we're singing songs together. So,
and I think there's some healing in that too. God's big enough to handle our junk. Like, we can unload our stuff on him. I think of Job. You know, he had some really good friends around him to encourage him. But he was still crying out to God. David in the Psalms, crying out to God. Like, God can handle our struggles and our worries and our questions and our doubts and our fears. And it's okay to bring those to him. It's good for us to bring those to him. It's cathartic. It's like soul healing that I think God does in those moments when I just pour out, like, here's where I'm at, Lord. Like, this is my lot that I feel like I've got in life. This is the things that are going on. I feel like you're far, and it's okay to share those things with him. He knows.
Oh, yeah. A while back, we were in a fight for 3 months. Me and God, he won.
As he does.
Yeah. But we were fighting, and I was just angry. And there are just some things for me that just set me off, and I did not understand. And it just took me, what you're saying, just being honest, going, man, I don't particularly care for you not doing what I think you should do in the midst of this. And just reorienting my heart in the midst of that.
We can't hide those things from him. He knows right. All that stuff already. So it's like, we might as well come clean.
Yeah, I think that there's another passage that I really like, and it's in Matthew 7. It says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and he who knocks, the door will be open. And there's something beautiful about that passage also in the midst of, like, as we seek, as we knock, as we're, like, knocking on the door doesn't mean somebody's going to open the door. Like, it's just, it's a seeking, like, hey, are you home? Like, I'm here. And when we do that with Jesus, it says he opens the door. Like, he opens it for us. But there's an action in the midst of that that I think is really interesting, that we're called into this knocking, going, God, I need to know, I need to see you, I need you to show up in the midst of this situation. Maybe not how I want you to show up, but I need you to show up that I could see. Help me to have eyes that see you in the midst of this situation, whatever that may be. And not just go, here's what my request is, give it to me how I want, because I really am God at that point. You bend to my will, and then I'll kind of trust in you in the midst of this. It's really like, help me to see you in the midst of this. And I think when we knock on that door in that way, he always opens it.
Yeah, and it works the other way too, right? Is it? It's Revelation 3, I can't remember, 3 or 4, maybe 3. Where it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him. And I think that that's the other side, is that he isn't far. He's on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
and when we open the door and we look and we seek and we ask and we knock, he is there waiting, and he wants to come in, and not just like sit around. He wants to sit and have a meal with us. He wants to break bread with us. He wants to be with us in a way that is truly remarkable.
What's interesting also, though, is you hear his voice. And there is like this listening, and really, it's honest seeking. And I think, like, in the midst of my fight with God, there was some dishonesty in my own heart. And he didn't do what I said I wanted him to do. And yet he started to heal my heart in the midst of that, as I started to listen and started to walk through that. And I think that's really important as you kind of go after God in those things. Even if you don't know God at all, he's not far. And if you honestly seek him, you will find him. That's what he promises in the midst of this. So if you're out there and you're seeking, we pray that God, you will find God, because, and we believe you will, because God says he'll show up. That is good news you can use.
Thanks for tuning in with us this week. If you've got questions or comments or topics that you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Email those in to travis@evangelup.org. If you want to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, you can search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform. And as always, you can find those on our website, evangelup.org.